Well, you kind of, if you want, yeah.
Well, that's all. We should all just look at it while we
saw. We should, actually.
Hello and welcome to The City. This is episode 12 of Arcade City's podcast. Just shut up and go with it. I'm your host, Matt Stevens, and I'm here with Martin Aykroyd.
Hello.
Paul Newton.
Good evening.
And Warwick Hart.
Hello.
So we're all joined here today, and this is a first for us because we are actually recording this podcast for the first time, so... You know, like, I like to sometimes bleep swearing out, but I don't anymore, so I just don't like...
We'll just have to do what footballers do when they call someone a cunt and just be like...
Yeah. And now I've got to beat that out.
just the one word.
The good thing is, now...
Already I have to spend more time editing this podcast.
But now, you can just cover the mouth and I can say... Because the danger is I say a word like...
Just don't swear!
Cunt.
Again, that's another.
And with a video, they can read my lips, but now I...
But I've still got to go back and edit it.
It's more fucking time for me.
Yeah, but you don't have to edit the video.
Don't be about it.
You don't have to edit the video.
I do.
I'm saving you time.
You're not saving me anything. Okay. It's fine. How are you all? Warwick, what have you been up to?
I've been all right. Playing LC, what do you call it, Battlefield, Cops and Robbers.
I want to hear more about that in a bit.
Exactly.
Paul, you've had an interesting 24 hours.
There's not enough time in the podcast to discuss
We might as well talk about this now.
Well, let's do it when you go what are we playing?
Alright, fair enough. Okay, but anyway, you okay? You've been off for a couple of days, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
A waste of 2 days, you could say.
No, it's not. Martin, what have you been up to? Work?
I've been working, hence why I'm in this garish shirt.
A garish shirt, there you go.
I keep getting froth on my moustache. Yeah, I saw that one.
Just want to touch it.
Maybe the video wasn't such a good idea already.
Video's fine. Right, should we talk about some news? Should we just jump right into it?
Yeah.
Right, okay, so first item on the news we're going to talk about is Destiny won Best Game at the BAFTAs this year. And then I've just put reactions question mark.
That's our reaction.
I wanted to sit on the other side.
I think you speak for us all with that laugh.
Oh, that's a joke.
I was shocked.
Yeah, it's a joke. You voted for Destiny for Game of the Year. What the fuck, Warwick?
Oh, it's the biggest. Well, the list of games that we had to vote for this year, I played one of them or something like that.
Well, you need to play more games.
Exactly.
And you voted for Destiny, which nearly won. But didn't.
I know, I'm so happy.
I would have left if it had won. That would have been it.
I was forced to choose two games that I didn't particularly enjoy. Forced.
Oh, you don't enjoy anything.
I do.
Oh, you like Dark Souls, don't you?
I love it. Love breaking the disc.
I surprised Destiny won Best Game.
That makes me sad to be British.
Why do you think it won? There's a question. Why did it win?
If it was a number vote, it probably just got the most votes.
That tends to be how votes work.
Exactly, but I'm saying, like, there's more people to vote for that game.
I see what you mean. More people played it, so there was more chance that people...
It sold very well, didn't it? It did.
It
makes you wonder if that was based on sales.
That was based on the marketing they did, because the actual game was a turd.
The game wasn't that bad. Let's be honest.
It wasn't broken. It was just repetitive and dull.
Yeah.
It was incredibly dull.
We've bitched enough about Destiny on podcasts, I think.
we'll leave them be for now.
Yeah, we're going to leave
that. People haven't seen us bitch about it, have you, people?
More awards, and we won't have to talk about it.
People, stop nominating bloody Destiny for Game of the Year awards, because it doesn't deserve them.
The thing I do like about games like that is, because it was pretty not as good as it was meant to be, the sequel should, hopefully...
But that's not going to happen for like another 20 years, because they're going to be developing...
It'll happen... When I'm 40,
I imagine it's the second game will be another crushing disappointment.
I like to have
faith in these sorts of things. So
it almost makes you glad that 343 are developing Halo now and not Bungie, doesn't it?
In a way,
it's
not
rare. Bungie have had their day.
But the thing is, Destiny's
Bungie
a complete
just
new
changed
IP.
Multiplayer forever.
Yeah,
not.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's move on, shall we, before we get any more angry. Because
I think we could talk about Destiny every single podcast.
We shouldn't.
And there'll be something new Destiny to say podcast. Every time.
You know, IGN have got a Destiny podcast. They talk about... How can you talk about Destiny for an hour every week?
Easy. It's ripping apart every week.
Well, I think we could. Yeah. It wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, but they don't
film.
Rip it apart. They just talk about what they've been up to, and yay, we did this, and yay.
Robot Tyrion, I had to guide him again through this whole situation where he's hacking the computer.
It was his boss, and I shot him, and a load of numbers appeared on the screen, and eventually that number went to zero, and then I won. What an
excitement. Nintendo have announced a new system, mobile gaming, and a new service. You must have all seen a bit of that. I think this even made the news. Yeah. So, Warwick, have you been able to read up on the news, seeing as you like to do everything last minute?
Did you hear about this?
Have you read about this on the site?
No, I didn't.
No? So you don't know anything about Nintendo's new...
Oh, yeah, I heard
you don't want
to
fucking
game.
Talk. Do you know?
I don't know about it.
Just kidding. Just come on in.
So, I understand it.
I do the research.
That they're releasing games on mobile phones.
Okay, so...
And
is it
tablets?
Really mobile phones?
Okay, so, I'm going to read to you the news segment from the Arcade City...
Story time with Matt.
...website, okay? www.arcade-c.com.
Can you repeat
that? Story time.
Write that down.
In a press conference today, Nintendo made a few surprising announcements, including their intention to finally make the long-anticipated jump into smartphone gaming, and they released details of a new system they are working on, codenamed NX. Okay.
Better than Wii, innit?
NX, okay. Nintendo Chief Executive Satoru Iwata. Oh, no, I've got that wrong.
Iwata. Glenn. Oh, my God. Not that he listens.
Glenn
really fucked
doesn't
up
listen. We've got his code. This is becoming an ongoing segment now in the podcast, that we have a code phrase for Glenn, and it's been nominated by Mark Burry this week. So I've got that to say.
Okay,
in
that's good.
Okay. Eventually, when Glenn starts listening to these podcasts or watching them, which I know he doesn't. Do either
because we've posted any videos yet.
We have them on YouTube. You can't see us physically talking, but there's a picture of me, Paul, and Mark on YouTube just going.
I didn't realise podcasts are a thing on YouTube, but
yeah, they are. Okay. They are now because we've got a video with it. Anyway,
they are now.
Made the announcements, referred to NX as a dedicated game system. At this stage, it's anybody's guess as to what that means, but the question on a lot of people's minds here in the office, is what becomes of the Wii U? Okay. The company's entry into the smartphone market is in partnership with Japanese mobile network DENA, and it looks like the sorts of things you can expect are not necessarily old SNES games, but perhaps new IPs entirely. And if that wasn't enough, they also announced a core system compatible with a variety of devices, including PCs, smartphones and tablets, as well as Nintendo's dedicated game system, so their NX thing, and potentially the Wii U as well. We're guessing this relates to the fact that Club Nintendo is shutting down and is down to make way for a service which encompasses everything with cross-compatibility. So, my understanding is that Nintendo have finally decided, oh, actually, the market is moving forwards at such a rate, we are so stuck in the 90s, we need to catch up with things. So they've got to a point now where they are doing what seems to me like Xbox Live and PlayStation Plus properly, which is going to be available on... there was talk about it being on PC as well. The NX, I imagine, is probably going to be some sort of handheld device. I don't imagine like a Game Gear, but something similar to this way. Maybe you can dock it.
You don't think
it.
It's going
to
be an actual console?
Nintendo are very much handheld. That's where they are at their strongest. So I imagine it might be something that you can dock and play on your TV, and at the same time take it away and do something else. That's my...
Okay.
Because it's like PlayStation Vita, you can get PlayStation TV, so you can play your Vita games on the television with the docking, whatever it's called. But imagine something like that. The mobile gaming thing, I think they've kind of confirmed that they're not necessarily doing ports of old SNES games. It's going to be more sort of... you're going to see new games from Nintendo, but with Mario Nintendo characters in there. the software, as I said, sort of Xbox Live. So it seems like they're sort of moving more into the direction of.
It's almost like.
we hope.
What's the word? It's like a. When something they try to do something, but in fact what they're doing is exactly what they're not trying to do.
Porn?
No.
What?
It's a. What's it begins with C?
Coincidence.
No, not coincidence.
Don't say the C word.
It's alright because I can cover my mouth.
It's not alright. It's
I can cover my mouth.
It's a contradiction. That's what I'm saying. It's a contradiction. They want to move forward with this stuff, yet they're still going to produce Mario games and Nintendo IPs. If people want to play those games, they'll play them on the consoles like the Wii U and that. Just if you're going to focus on developing mobile games, move away from your original IPs, do something completely different.
My issue is there have to be games that are like not self-contained, but look, I'm going to maintain my argument. The only time you play handheld games is when you're having a shit. Yeah. Or you're on public transport. Yeah. That's why mobile games work. You get your phone in, you play a game for 10 minutes, you do a couple laps of a race, and then that's
it. You wipe your arse and you're done.
And then you go and play on your actual console.
Yeah.
The fact that they're just going to make them up just means they just have to make new games that are accessible in like 10 minutes. Like Mario Kart,
I think it's sad.
Great
I think
on the shitter.
I think how did you know?
Because I've played it
on the shitter.
Of course, you take your 3DS in when you're playing. I mean, why wouldn't you?
I think it's
if you really,
shorts,
if things aren't going too well, then you can probably do a whole Grand Prix, or just a race.
I think it's a move in the right direction. Warwick, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm open minded to see what they do, but no. I mean,
Did you require some sort of docking thing?
No.
Make a console which is more powerful than the Xbox One and the PS4. That is the only
but
way they're going to compete.
That's not Nintendo.
They've got a 3DS.
But they've got to. They've if
got
they want to move forward, that's what they've got
they
to do.
They don't need to.
They've got to jump ahead.
That is essentially a mobile gaming system.
Well, this is the thing. So I imagine
that has less power than a mobile phone.
So I imagine 3DSs will continue. Wii U's will continue to some extent. And then this new thing will just be... Something.
It's just cannibalising.
But
the
they need to—they need to realise that PCs are already more powerful than the Xbox One and the PS4 two, three years ago. They need to capitalise on that and build a new console which is affordable. People will go, well, the Xbox One, the PS4, it's outdated now because this Nintendo is as powerful as the new PC. That's what they need to be focusing on, and even if it means they lose money. On the hardware, they can make it up on the software. That's what PlayStation have been doing for the last god knows how many years.
Always done, but certainly a big part of their thing is their own software.
One thing I do think is that they're making good... Getting into smartphones and mobile phone gaming will double their revenue, I think.
It's good for them.
If they make... the right game.
If they do the right thing, could you imagine having... Well, this is something else that someone else was talking about on a podcast I was listening to the other day as well. Could you imagine Nintendo having almost like a streaming service like Netflix, okay? That you...
It sounds like, doesn't it?
Yeah, that you... Yeah, probably ultimately does. Yeah, that you pay, I don't know, $9.99 for, you know, dollars or pounds, whatever, $9.99 a month, and you have access to all of Nintendo games. You can play them on PC, you can play them on smart... televisions, you can play them on. You know, could you imagine if they even gave you access to do that on a PlayStation or an Xbox through a streaming service? They'd be fucking raking it in.
Would they?
I'm sorry, I do not like mobile games. They are 5 minute wonders. You pick up, you play it, and it's not proper gaming. Let's be honest, mobile gaming is not.
Well,
proper
no, it's
gaming.
Not hardcore gaming.
No,
is
it's
it?
Not.
Some of the games are pretty good. Like Hearthstone. Hearthstone has sold millions and millions. That's made billions of dollars in revenue. That's a mobile game.
Yeah,
I can see from a business perspective.
Yeah, definitely.
The games that are going to come out of it, I'm not sure will be that crucial.
Mm.
They'll be passable, and like I said, they'll probably make a bit of money. But do I give a shit though?
Fair enough. So you won't be getting Nintendo flicks.
Nintendo Flicks, Super Mario Saga,
patent pending.
No, I would like to have a way of playing old Nintendo games. Do I want to do it on a 4, 5, 6 inch screen, or do I just want to do it on a console on a TV? Probably a console on a TV.
It's true. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Moving on. Item number 3: Farming Simulator 15 gets a release date for consoles. May 19th.
Who's buying this? Who's buying Farming Simulator 1 to 14?
Now, Warwick, you look like you've driven through a few tractors in your life.
Okay, he works on that joke all day.
He's driven through a few tractors.
I think that in answer to your question, who's buying it? This game did very well on PC.
I know, but very, why? Very
well. Is it like Goat Simulator in the fact that it is not a simulation?
But it's
unless goats are doing shit behind the scenes, do not know.
Is it basically Goat Simulator, but an entire farm of animals?
No, I can imagine
it. It is like, actually it's an like, accurate simulation of farming.
Yeah.
Well, similar. Yeah. Similar. I mean,
what do you mean similar? Have you played it?
This is simulated for everything, like.
But yeah,
trains, truck driving.
Yeah,
truck driving the Oculus Rift looks kind of fun, but at the same time, I think I can just get my car and drive. But anyway,
would you guys take the piss if I said I might be actually quite interested in playing this?
Yeah.
We'd rip into you for ages.
See, Goat Simulator
probably shouldn't
fun.
Have said that.
You look a bit like a farmer
because it took the experience of being a goat.
I mean, I look like a farmer with the beard.
Yeah, you do. Actually.
Yeah, you
no
do.
More.
Maybe if
you
Amish.
Put this on. More Amish.
Amish. Yeah.
Can you be? Can you get? Is there DLC on Farming Simulator to be an Amish farmer?
And they're probably, I'm sure there's a mod that you can get.
Your favourite section is going to be milking Daisy's teats. Milking the cows.
Imagine that with Oculus Rift.
The missus are walking in and doing this.
What an extraordinary
just
experience.
What are you doing? Are you watching 3D porn? No, I'm milking a cow.
Yeah.
Pass me a bucket.
What's
he doing?
I'm churning butter.
Right, we'll move on quickly. Number four, God of War 3 Remastered has been announced.
Should have been all four games.
I totally agree. Yeah. Oh, who gives a shit? About God three. Of War 3 Remastered.
It's the weakest of the original trilogy. God, let's
it really
be honest.
Is.
I've never played them. I believe.
The second one, was that a good game?
I believe my dad got God of War 3 with his PlayStation 3.
He does?
It is God of War 3. I didn't play. I think I played the opening level.
It's really short. Bothered. It is good, but you finish it before it gets going, it's finished.
But fancy just remastering one of them. It's just like.
Why don't you just do three?
The thing is, the trailer for it as well contains footage from all three games. It has one and two in the trailer. So when it comes up at the end, God of War 3 Remastered, it's like, wait a minute, they showed lots of footage of one and two in there. Why is it just three?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand it would have been a mammoth task making one and two as well.
It just seems a bit stupid. Like, hey guys, Gran Turismo 6 Remastered. Like what?
Yeah, just do all three.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They're great games.
Well,
but
they did a remaster of GTA 5 already.
Did they?
Yeah, they released it, and they went, "Oh, by the way, now we've added first person."
Oh, but yeah, that's not a remaster.
It's just a mod.
I was pretty happy with that. Yeah, I didn't get to play it on the old gen, so
yeah, I probably should have waited.
I was chuffed.
It is good on the PS4, isn't it? It's much better.
Fucking good.
Yeah, it is.
I need to. I was thinking about rebuying actually.
Yeah, online.
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
Oh, that's PS Plus.
I was thinking about it.
I will buy a PS Plus.
Do you play online, Mark?
You should get PS Plus. There's so many. You get free games! Free games, people!
Oh, no.
I'll try and explain this, right? One of my mates.
Cheapskate.
One of my mates.
I've been taking advantage of that. I never play much of the free. I download the free games, play for 10 minutes, I'm like, nah, didn't pay anything for these. I can afford to just never play them.
No. One of my mates from back home has got a PS4, and all he really plays is FIFA on it. And I'm trying to tell him, I'm trying to sell to him the idea of having PS Plus. And it just looks at me like a cow looking at an oncoming train. Like, I'm just like, you don't understand. You get free games every month. It's like, yeah, free
they're
games,
not
free,
free
games.
Though because you pay £40 a year.
Yeah, we could argue. You know, tomato, tomato, they're free.
I became disillusioned when I paid for the swapper, and then it became free like the next month.
Yeah, you're probably just pissed off.
Basically, don't ever buy any indie games on the PS Store if
yeah,
you've
I
got PS Plus because it will
Glenn's
eventually.
Glenn's really fucked off. The PlayStation games that are free this month, I think Glenn's paid full price for all of them. He's really pissed
off. That's because when they released the games for free that no one's heard of, he's heard of them and bought them.
Yeah.
So when we're like, oh god, these fucking they release these games. When
all week
he's
been talking about get these Japanese games like Quite a Forza, Winter Car, Quite a 10.
I was like,
it's like, what is that? What is that? And then I actually went into a shop that I'm not going to name, and they brought up this game, and it was a cross between Monster Hunter and Dynasty Warriors.
Right.
And I think that's probably the game that Glenn was talking about. I'm not entirely sure, but I'm guessing that's what it was. And it actually looks pretty good.
But he has some odd tastes, but you know, for the most part, I've known him many years, and the games he does like are pretty good when you play them.
It's good to have but
well, he doesn't like Dark Souls, so he's all right with me.
Halo 5 Guardians website released a teaser trailer and a countdown timer. A countdown timer.
I'll tell you what, trailer. This has to be one of the best trailers I've ever seen.
What, just the bullet shit?
Oh, it was amazing.
Well, this is the best part. So it had this countdown to a day thing.
Release day. The game really, comes out in 2 days.
Nothing really was kind of announced. They basically said there was something on the website about a viral thing and... something to do with Master Chief being a bit of a traitor or something. And that was it. And everyone was like, oh, that was just shit. But apparently there's some more news coming very quickly. So I'm imagining a release date. I can't see Halo 5 coming out this year.
Nah.
If it's taken that long to produce that trailer.
the trailer was 15 seconds long.
It was fucking shit.
Is it worse? Was it worse than the Just Cause 3? Yeah.
I think it was.
It was a lot worse.
I thought more excited Just
Cause
3.
I could see a fire in your eyes when you were watching that.
Like. Yeah, but that took 2 minutes of your time and it was shit. This only took 15 seconds and it was shit.
Yeah, so... but it's like, what's the point?
I don't know.
What's the point of 15 seconds when it shows no gameplay? It doesn't show anything.
It shows a bullet
any
just going at that.
Whatsoever.
Face.
Oh, it showed a helmet.
Showed you a helmet, didn't it, Warren?
And it showed nothing.
Okay, yeah. No, just your just, no.
Dark, man.
The thought of seeing Warren's helmet does not get me hot.
Luckily, there's video, so we can prove that we did not see his helmet.
His helmet, no,
On camera.
On camera.
Oh, Warwick!
Yeah.
It's going to blur that patch out.
Yeah. Camera's very choicedly pointing waist up.
Halo 5. Paul, you're going to buy a new Xbox for Halo 5?
No.
Yeah, you will.
No, I'm not.
Actually, should we... What are the odds?
No.
I am not that much
of a Halo fan.
I'm not going to buy it straight away.
Because I think I will still have Xbox Live at that point.
I'm going to wait and probably get it when it's a little bit cheaper. I've kind of fallen out of love a little bit with the Halo franchise.
Is that because you played the remastered loads?
No, I think...
you're finally starting to see that it's a little bit overrated.
No, it's great. They're good games. I just, you know, Halo was my life for 10 years. That's all. That's why I bought a 360 and blah, 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 blah. And an Xbox, I went out and bought it just to play Halo 2. But I've kind of fallen a bit out of love with it. I don't really look at it and think, oh, I've got to play Halo now. And, you know...
You know what you get.
Some of the games
it's
I like,
fun,
you
but
some of the games
didn't
I like
actually
playing.
Like... Game mechanics didn't change.
No.
You know what you're getting with Halo games. It plays it safe.
Yeah.
It's a safe game. It's going to be solid.
I think there are better shooters out there.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
If I'm honest...
Hands down, there are better shooters.
If I'm honest, I probably prefer Titanfall. If that had the same...
It's different though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think if that had the same... It doesn't have the longevity of Halo. But I think for the first, like... 12 hours of Titanfall playing it, I prefer more than I've ever enjoyed the first 12 hours
so
gonna, of Halo.
I'm going to say something pretty controversial here. I think Titanfall was the best shooter I played last year.
Easily.
There it is.
I mean, one
of the
if it genuinely had longevity.
What came out last year though? Destiny?
Destiny.
Well, it's not
Destiny.
Destiny.
Destiny, what else was it? Yeah, so moving on.
Borderlands.
I think it's just Destiny.
Borderlands, Call of Duty, Advanced Warfare.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
Which was that? Well, they obviously.
I actually enjoyed the single player.
They obviously
more
recognized
than I
that Titanfall was good.
Yeah,
which is why
and
they
copied
then
it.
Copied. Yeah. So they obviously did something right.
Yep, I think so too. Batman Arkham Knight has been delayed by 3 weeks.
3 weeks is 3 weeks. Yeah, it's nothing, is it? Really,
nothing really. Well, I just polish a few textures. Maybe get some of the lip.
Have you watched the new
properly.
Trailer? The voice acting sounds a little bit strange. Kevin Conroy sounds a little bit off.
He's getting on now. He's got to be.
It's like when he's interrogating the guy. It doesn't even sound like him. It still sounds better than Christian Bale, mind you. Where is he? It still sounds better than that, but it does look good.
I watched this really funny video on YouTube of this bloke who's just slagging off The Dark Knight Rises, and he was like, "Why does Christian Bale speak to Alfred in the Batman voice
when Alfred knows it's him?
When Alfred knows it's him?" And they just did this really funny montage of him like talking to Alfred as Batman and then as Bruce Wayne. And then it just like cuts out Alfred like every time. It's just funny.
The footage from the Batmobile looks awesome. Not sure about the arrow. It's pointing the way in the road. I hope you can turn that off.
I'm sure you probably can.
Because it shows you like a waypoint of where to go, but it looks...
I think we're all going to be arguing over who reviews that. I can imagine us all like coming to blows over that.
I don't care. You can all be arguing to play it.
Yeah, I'm not that fast either. I'm
right, Mark Berry will be taking that one. Devil May Cry 4 Special Edition has been announced on PS4, Xbox One and PC to be released sometime this summer.
Again, random choice.
Yeah, I don't get all the. I don't get it.
It's almost like these remasters. They're going. What game came out as part of a series, but it was last gen? Oh, yeah, God of War 3. Oh, and Devil May Cry 4. We can't be bothered to put that much effort into making a PS2 game or an Xbox game and polish it up.
It's that's what all would it take down the to. Least amount of time.
Yeah, I wonder if it's more like towards the end of the console's lifespan, did people stop buying games?
No. In preparation for the next.
Yeah. I mean, Devil May Cry 4
came out in 2008.
Yeah, that's 2008. Oh, yeah.
So that's a long. That was one of the first games to come out.
So that's 5 years. Sort of, you know, that's
it's
5 years.
They're just cashing in. Similar as Harry, isn't it? Quick polish up.
Make but
it
why not do Devil May Cry? Why not do the whole thing? I would have bought that if it was the whole thing.
Or even three. Three is the best one. Three is one of the best hack and slash adventure games I've ever played.
I mean, DMC. They redid DMC. That's up. The review of that's up on the site. You know, that's probably a bit more justified than doing the fourth one, because DMC was in the last year, I think.
Last
year and a half of the 360 and PS3, you know, before PS4 and Xbox One came along. So, don't know.
It's a funny one. It does look good, though.
I'm not really against all four remasters. I suppose I'm for the ones that I haven't played before. Like, yeah, The Last of Us was probably a great choice to have done, because it allowed a generation. It came out so late in the PlayStation 3's life cycle.
Yeah,
you got to imagine. And there are a hell of a lot of 360 owners which transferred over to PlayStation 4.
Yeah,
and so a lot of people haven't played them. And I guarantee it. In fact, it might be one of my predictions. I guarantee Naughty Dog will announce Uncharted.
They undoubtedly. And I will be snapping it up.
I will be as well.
I'll play those games to death, but I will be snapping it up.
To keep it going until. Because, Uncharted 4 was pushed back as well, so I fucking guarantee there'll be.
Makes you wonder.
Yeah.
If, like, some of the team are working on something else. Mm.
Well, I agree on the remasters.
Well, The Last of Us 2 is.
Because I've noticed a trend with these remasters. They always get announced a couple of months before maybe a month before they're released.
Yeah.
So they always keep them hush right until the last minute, don't they?
Yeah.
I'm a fan. Well, yeah. I think I can understand why people who have played them already probably think, I just want something new to play. But someone who missed out on probably the 6 months, I didn't really play games for 6 months leading up to the launch of the new console. So seeing all those games, I could just get them new and better. Why wouldn't I?
Absolutely. Warwick, have you played any remasters?
No.
Shocker. Moving on.
Shocker.
Why?
Borderlands?
Borderlands, did you not buy that?
Remastered.
Are you going to get the remastered?
No.
Oh, fuck you then.
There's someone you won't be playing with this weekend.
Yeah, that's true. Let's move on to last bit. The PlayStation 4 had a big update today. Now, I'm not going to read all this, but I'm going to summarise what some of the updates were. I only updated mine about half an hour ago, so I haven't even looked at it. Let's see what we can do. You can back up and restore your HDD to USB. Cool.
Yeah.
Basically, these are all things which should have been in there.
You can do. There's a Facebook friend finder.
See, that's all right. Finally, I don't think they've got an Xbox. So
share earned trophies and optimise your trophy list. Again, yeah.
Already has it.
Improved and expanded accessibility options. So this basically means you can customise button assignments for your DualShock 4 in a bit more.
That's cool.
So stuff like that you can do. Remote play and share play supports 60 frames per second.
That's good.
What are you laughing at?
The update is just so fucking piss poor. Who gives a shit?
Stop. I'm going to find something really interesting. Hang on.
When you sent this to us earlier, I was looking at it and I was thinking, that's like two-thirds of the news and that just one.
No! Look, this is really important. You can play remote play at 30...
Look at that anyway! Okay, so the whole thing was a gag, was it?
It's just like It's not going to add that much.
We're going to get it. You got in there.
Big update.
Ready? From downtown.
It's a big update. It's just like, do I give a shit about any of those features? Is it going to drastically alter my experience? No. Sorry.
Just piss on his bonfire, why don't you?
That's the news, then.
But that, to me, it's not news.
Well, it was news because we published it on the website.
End of. Yeah.
Right, upcoming releases. Oddworld New and Tasty comes out on Xbox One on March 27th. Obviously, it's already out on PS4, and it's free on PS4. Great work, Sony. Axiom Verge, which looks really fun, actually. It's sort of a Metroidvania-style 2D jump-around shape. Looks really interesting. That's out on March 31st. Right. Bastion is out on March 31st, and Dark Souls 2 is out on March the 31st. And then we'll quickly move on to, what are you playing at the moment?
Ties in quite nicely.
Not Dark Souls 2 anymore.
Paul, paint a picture of the last 48 hours in your house.
In my house?
Actually, can I start? So, Burry, okay. Mark Burry posted some pictures saying that Bloodborne was coming. Now, you'd pre-ordered your Bloodborne.
I had.
Am I right? Okay, but it hadn't come.
Nope.
Before the release date.
Yep.
Which you were pissed off about.
Yep. I never sent it.
Which I found quite funny. Because it's not out.
I know. If I wanted to get it on release date, I'd have walked into a shop and bought it.
Okay.
Why is it when I take time off work to play a game, it never gets here early?
That's true.
Yeah, if a game that I'm not that bothered about, and I'm just like, yeah, I'll buy that.
It always arrives two days before. I'll order them for you.
Yeah.
Right, so, you saw Barry playing... Now, this is in my mind what happened, what rolled out. You saw Burry playing Bloodborne, you got jealous and thought, I want to play something like that. So you went out and bought Dark Souls 2.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you went from loving it to hating it, to loving it to hating it, to loving it to hating it, to hating it to hating it, and then you chopped up the disc.
Yeah. Pretty much.
If we were this allowed this phones, I, we would
today,
be going through the WhatsApp.
This is what today consisted should of. Do. Fuck's sake! Stop screaming on the TV! Yes! Taking it down again. And then she went out, and she basically, I thought she was leaving me. I feel like I've been possessed the last day by this horrible person that's
been
obsessed
with
this game.
You knew you wouldn't like it.
I didn't know I wasn't going to like
it.
I played the first one.
Oh, okay.
I played the first one. I got to the same point on the first one that I've got with this one, first boss. But bear in mind, you have to play about 15 hours of gameplay before you actually get to the first boss.
Oh, okay. It gets easier the more you go on.
I restarted my go six times. Six times I restarted my character, did the same bit over and over again. I was getting better at it to a point where I was thinking, this game's fucking awesome. I'm actually understanding it now. Boss, dead, one hit. 4 hours later, dead. Before Hayley comes home, I'm just like, if I break the disc, I can't play it anymore. And I can't get angry, so I just ejected it. Breaking a disc is not that easy. You have to bend it. And I'll tell you what, when it finally gave way, it was just like a massive sigh of relief. It was like the Exorcist. It was like The Exorcist, you know, when Reagan finally loses the demon and she's free. It was like that. I did feel like I was possessed.
It was quite funny because we have a WhatsApp thread, and I was at work and I didn't see it, and then I opened it after work, and following it backwards is just amazing.
Because I might just read out some of the highlights.
You go from complete despair, and then I think, well, you're kind of enjoying. Then there's like two posts apart where it's one is obviously chronology now. It's like, oh, really enjoying this. I'm starting to really like it. And then like two posts later is, I fucking hate this game. And then the next post is the picture of the snap disc. It was quite something to behold.
Glenn agrees with me. We were talking about it and we were saying, yes, the satisfaction that you get once you finally overcome it is phenomenal, but it doesn't last. It lasts 30 seconds before you're dead again. And you've got to think, is it worth it? Is it worth all the stress, all the shouting at the TV, all your girlfriend threatening to leave you because you turn into a massive see you next Tuesday? No, I don't think it's worth the...
I'm just going to read out some quotes from your WhatsApp thread, okay? So this is Paul Newton. I quote, "This game is bent."
gosh. When was that?
Why punish you if you're already doing badly by making things harder? This shield is horse shit. I'm on my third restart. I'm done. It's brilliant. Not sent my copy of Bloodborne, so going to cancel it. it was brilliant to watch it, to read all that back. It's good. I was pissed that night. It seems the more you die, the harder it gets. And then you put, people actually finish these games? !! Brilliant. I'm finding the shield about as useful as AIDS.
Let's be honest, AIDS isn't useful, is it?
It's good. I enjoyed reading that.
It was
fun. But yeah, if you're in a nervous disposition, don't play Dark Souls.
You have to want to play games for a reason other than enjoyment.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate, because I don't get the whole trophy things and games.
No,
score.
I'm not bothered.
I don't care.
Either. Yeah.
It's not a point of pride for me.
That's probably like the competitiveness.
Yeah, but then obviously I think people who do put an emphasis on that, that's the sort of game Dark Souls is for, who gain.
I think Dark Souls is for people that possibly lie. I don't think many people have actually finished it, and I think a lot of people say they have. I tell you what, if that first boss is any indication of how difficult that game is going to get the further you get onto it, I don't see how it's
possible. But with Dark Souls, now I might be wrong in thinking this, you don't have to do that boss straight. Can you go and do other things?
You can go and
then
grind,
come back to it.
But with Dark Souls 2, they're wise to people grinding and farming the
souls.
They, once you've spawned so many times, they get rid of enemies, so you can't kill them so you keep respawning. So for example, I went to an area, there was about 10 enemies in it. I was getting to the point where I was killing them a bit too easily, and I was getting all these souls which I could then spend money on and get extra life and extra weapons and stuff. And then it becomes wise to it, and it goes, I'm not going to give you any more enemies. I'm going to let you go all the way to the boss, and then you'll realise how fucked you really are once you get there and you don't have any resources. The first game didn't have that, and as far as I'm aware, Demon's Souls didn't have it, and from what I understand, Bloodborne doesn't have that either.
Right, okay. Bloodborne looks fantastic.
It does look good, and you know what I'm like. I will end up buying it, and I'll probably end up snapping that disc in half.
Don't do
in
it.
About
it,
3 days.
Just give it to me. Mr. Burry's playing through it, and he really enjoys it at the moment.
Yeah.
So, and that's what he's playing. I've got.
Actually, he does like every single game probably ever made.
That's true. He liked Destiny, for God's sake.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I think he described it as ace.
No, I don't think he liked it. I think he actually had like proper anal sex with that game.
With Destiny.
Okay, you can't have anal sex, but I think he put his penis through the little hole in the disc. Love you, Barry.
We love you.
But then, we love you making love to
Barry. We want you to name a game that you haven't liked.
All right, I'm sure I could probably name one for him.
What?
I know he hasn't liked.
See, it's taken you that long to think of something. Therefore.
No, I don't think I've ever known him not to like a game, actually. No. But I suppose if he only buys things he likes, then there you go.
That means he buys everything.
He has a lot
of games.
I think
he spends more money on games than I do.
No, that's basically
not possible.
Impossible.
No, I think he does.
No.
Does he trade them in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because as I say, Paul's
loss
might be less.
I do normally trade them in, but the satisfaction of snapping that disc is much more satisfying.
Now you knew
that is a good point, Mark. Maybe I should have traded it in so someone else can feel the anguish that I felt today. But I'm sure most of the people would have played it.
I would have bought that off you for a pound.
No, you wouldn't.
I would have bought it
for a pound. Yeah. I'll tell you what, it was.
Even for a snap for a pound.
That snapping was worth the £12 for me.
Yeah. I imagine.
I do feel pretty free from that game now. I feel like I'm back.
Warwick, what are you playing at the minute?
Cops and Robbers,
yeah. So tell us about how far are you through? Are you in
I've
the
done
campaign?
The single player.
Okay, you finished it?
Is it a single player?
Have you started writing your review?
Yes, in my head. don't you worry.
You're not making notes as you're going through.
I know. I've got
to pick up that copy. It's still at my house.
I know.
Didn't bring it home.
I know. I need to text you and said, I've just left it.
Don't you worry. It's not a very long campaign.
Okay. Multiplayer. You chose multiplayer?
Yes, I played multiplayer.
Okay. I need to come around and record you playing it at some point.
Okay.
Because we're going to do a video review. I need to record you playing it.
That's fine. Okay. So, single player. Really, I actually quite enjoy the single player. It's a stealth game, essentially, at heart, and it's got the same AI as any stealth
freeze game. Freeze,
motherfucker! Yeah, pretty much like that. Throw a shell over there. Everyone will go, oh, someone will go there and have a look at it. No one else cares. And it's one of those games, like, they only have a limited eyesight. They're blind after 20 metres. Yeah. So you can literally do a song and a dance 20 metres away, and no one can see you. But the minute, you know...
I hate games like that.
Yeah, so the AI isn't very smart, but
the AI is appalling. The AI is appalling in that game.
Until they start attacking you, then you know, they start kicking in. But I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I was surprised there wasn't enough car chases in it. That shocked me. I thought there'd be a few more car chases and stuff like that. It's pretty much the same thing again and again. And online, it's just a sniper fest.
Oh, I can imagine. Fucking hate first-person games like that. I used to play Team Fortress back in the day.
Unless you're playing Hotwire, or even then it becomes a sniper fest. Trying to shoot someone through the windscreen while driving.
I used to play Team Fortress back in like 2000, 2001. I'm like 28k dial-up modem. Everyone was a fucking sniper. Everyone. Where's everyone? Where were the enemies? Oh, all these like 16 red dots just appearing everywhere. Oh, God.
I think the maps are much more than they used to be better than now compared to the old Battlefield games, but... they've made all the sniper rifles semi-automatic, so he just like, pew, 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 dead.
See, again, that's why Titanfall liked it. Because if you tried sniping that, you could be successful, but it could never be overpowered because you were too quick.
Yeah.
As well.
I love Titanfall.
I really like that.
Did you download all the DLC that's free?
No. What?
Talked about it on the podcast. Do you even listen to the own podcast?
The one that I wasn't here for.
Was he here for that one?
I think I listened to half of it, and then it did genuinely cut out for some reason.
Maybe.
And then it got to a stage where whatever I was listening to was too far away, and I was like, well, I'm not going to go sort out.
The only thing you need to know is that I've got all the DLC for free, because it was free a couple of weekends ago.
Is it still free?
I don't know.
If it is, I'm downloading it and we're playing.
And then we'll play this weekend.
Tell you what I do need to play at some point is Evolve.
We need to get
I haven't played too much of it.
I haven't played with you yet.
We played with that.
Oh yeah, we did. That American kid. Yeah. Hey, American kid. Go to bed.
We're just waking up.
It's probably. What are you playing at the minute?
I'm playing Dying Light.
Still?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you mean still?
Well, you. Yeah. Okay.
I've had like 4 days.
A deadline like
okay. What?
You didn't have a deadline like I did.
Yeah, you had a deadline.
Yeah.
You have a deadline.
And I finished that deadline.
I want that Battlefield Hardline review tomorrow.
I met that deadline with a week to spare, I believe.
You did very well. It's good.
And then I didn't meet the deadline for proofreading it. No, I did, but I leave it late.
I know. I'm there. I get up at like 7 o'clock Sunday, ready to write put all the features online. Like,
I really enjoy.
Waiting on two reviews. I'm texting you like, hi, did you get the email?
I wake up at like 9 o'clock. I'm at breakfast. Like, right.
Really, really surprised by that game. I really enjoyed it.
I'm really enjoying it. It's really fun.
No,
difficulty spot on.
Well, I finished it. There's no reason to go back.
There's no replay value. Have you played it?
There will be DLC, but
no,
I've never
played
been
multiplayer. But I've got an Xbox.
I did play a bit of multiplayer. It's not bad.
It's supposed to be really good if you play with friends. Watching someone drop kicking a zombie off top of a building
is always fun.
Probably going to be quite funny.
Okay. Yeah. Can I tell you what I'm playing?
No.
No, we don't care.
Okay, moving on.
No, what are you playing?
I'm still trying to get through Hotline Miami 2. It has become so difficult where I am now.
You can't snap the disc though because it's digital.
It took me It took me an hour to finish one level.
That's nothing,
mate. But we saw you last weekend. How many tries did you pass the first room in?
Yeah, that's true. 30 tries. But this is even worse. It's like, I think it's nice because the more you play, the more you sort of do things like, if you just get their eyesight, they come running at you. So it's little things like that you work out quite later in the game.
Quite similar to Dark Souls 2, actually, in a way. You get better as you die. And you get better every time you play definitely. It. Unless you're me, you die, and then you fucking break the disc in half.
I'm still trying to make my way through Final Fantasy X on the Vita. But no one really cares about that, to be honest.
It's handheld.
Yeah.
Do you play that on the shitter?
No, I play it in bed. God, that's boring, isn't it? Or watch wrestling. It's wrestling or Final Fantasy X in bed. I don't wrestle in bed.
5?
What, watch wrestling?
Yeah.
Give him the look. Wrestling is for fucking adults. Right? None of this shit. I was trying to justify to someone the other day, they were like, isn't it fake? Oh, God. It's preordained. It's all sort of, they decide before they go out who's going to win, but everything they do inside, it still fucking hurts.
No.
Yes.
No.
I don't know if it hurts.
It's all, like, it's all, some of them have to end their careers because they break their spines.
Some things go wrong because they are doing, you know,
that's all made up. You know, well, gymnastics. They're fine. Even ones that die, they're still alive and kicking.
Even
the
ones
right?
that die.
One that fell off the rafters and hurt himself, he's still...
Conspiracy up there with JFK.
He's having a drink with Michael Jackson somewhere in Cuba.
I want
to
move on.
Michael Jackson's
probably
melted by now. He's gone to Cuba.
Oh my God, I want to quickly move on. I want to move on to what are we all working on for the site at the moment. Warwick, you've got your Cops and Robbers review.
Yep.
You promised me that we get Twitch working on the website.
Yeah, we will get Twitch working. We've got to let me do the review first.
God, give him some time.
No. And what else do we do? The calendar.
How's the calendar coming along?
What calendar?
Yeah, exactly.
The Google calendar.
No, not that. We had a calendar that was going to be on the website that said when release dates were coming out. Put it to Warwick, pitch it to Warwick. I'll get it done for you, Goose, don't worry. For estate agent shit.
We never talk about that. Yeah, well, Goose.
You see, when he's selling houses.
I think it's like an house. Internal calendar for us to organise shit. Because that's just not going to happen.
No, they won't. People won't follow
Google that. Calendar.
Yeah, we already use one of them.
Do we?
It is a Google calendar, isn't it?
We've got a Google calendar.
The current one is on Google, yeah.
Oh, I don't think I...
Anyway,
this.
Cops and Robbers, Twitch.
Twitch.
That would have been a good Twitch, me playing Dark Souls 2, wouldn't it?
Yeah, with webcam as well.
We're just doing some Let's Plays. You haven't got anything sort of upcoming of you at the minute?
Not until something else. What do you want me to review?
I'm sure there's loads of stuff you could review.
What's coming out?
Dark Souls 2, do you want to review that?
It's going to bite off a
tip. Be a short review.
What are you working on for the site?
What am I working on? I'm doing my usual, just making sure we can publish some of the reviews.
Proofing bits and pieces.
Proofing. Educating Martin, of course.
Yeah.
Played a bit of Doom.
Played a bit of Doom.
That was
which I think we're probably going to end up doing some more Doom.
I like Doom.
It is so much fun, four player.
It's quite fun.
Speaking of Doom, is there any more news on the remake, remaster, reimagining of what's supposed to be coming out?
I'm pretty sure they're saving all of that for Bethesda's E3. Yeah, there'll be some stuff on there.
But I don't know what games are coming out that I'm...
You're breaking your own rules!
There's a fucking reason for this.
There better be a good reason for that.
Our news editor, Mark Burry, would like to keep everybody updated on what he's doing as well. So what I want to do moving forward...
We don't care about you, Mark.
Shut up, Mark.
What I'd like to do moving forwards is, it'd be nice, when we talk about what we're working on for the site, it'd be good to see what everybody else is doing as well. Because, I mean, we're just four guys, and Arcade City, there's about 12, 13 people that contribute to the stuff you see online, to the stuff you see on the videos. It'd be nice to every couple of weeks get a bit of an idea about what they're doing as well. And Mark sort of texts me what he's doing at the moment, because I had no idea. Well, I did know a little bit about what sort of things
you don't know what he's doing.
Well, he's reviewing Bloodborne at the moment. Okay. And basically, he was playing Battlefield Hardline. He said he was really enjoying it last week. He's really enjoying Bloodborne at the minute. He says the pace is really fast. He sort of said, sadly though, it's going on the back burner for a few weeks. No, that's wrong. I've read his text wrong. Next time I'll transpose this onto the...
transcribe.
That's the one. Transcribe it onto there. But he was playing the other night till 3 in the morning, Bloodborne. And he does a lot of late night gaming. So
Have a job as well.
He does have a job, yeah.
Which amazes...
He's the only man I've ever met that can, like, operate on, like, 30 minutes of sleep. Just, like, I don't get it. I have to get my BBC. Whenever he comes around here, he takes a piss that I'm, like, half asleep by 10:30 at night. Or 11 o'clock, I want to go to bed. And he'll quite happily stay up till, like, 4 in the morning. When we used to have Halo marathons, I'd be asleep by midnight. Dead. He'd be up till 6 in the morning.
I think I could do it, but I know better. Because I'd have to, like, be alert at the job and stuff.
That's it. And he sort of finished by saying, he's been at work and he's counting down the hours till he could get back and crack back on with some Bloodborne. So that's what Mark's up to.
Those games do kind of take over your life a bit. Those From Software guys, they do know how to...
Even
if you don't particularly like the game, it still takes over your life.
I just don't have time to play a game like that.
No.
Large and...
I think it's one of those games that you probably play a bit and then come back to.
I can see when I eventually pick up Bloodborne. I say eventually, I'll probably go and buy it tomorrow.
Yes, you will.
It will be exactly the same as Dark Souls 2. I'll play it over and over again until I get to the first boss.
You'll get
it. I won't be able to kill the first boss, and I'll just be like, do you know what? Fuck this.
Yeah, and that's how it is. That's how it is. Don't snap it. I'll have it. I'll buy it off you for 20 quid. Cool. Sorted.
20 quid.
What else are we working on for the site? Educating Martin. That segment is nearly done.
Really?
Well, we've got a few more things we need to record, but the intro for it is looking really nice at the moment. So I might give you guys a bit of a sneak peek of that later.
Ooh, how exciting.
So that's really good. There's a voiceover that needs to narrate over it as well that I haven't recorded yet, so I need to do that.
Me or you?
I might get one of these guys to do it. Okay. Actually, mix it up for the intro. I was thinking maybe Warwick, because I think it'd be quite funny with Warwick doing it.
So it's the complete disinterest in be what shit the games
if I
are.
I think it'd be really funny. So I think about doing that.
It'd be shit if I do it. That's why Warwick's doing it.
Yeah.
We're continuing with video reviews. We're trying to get more video stuff up. And the Chris Holder and Chris Please, they're going to be doing some articles for Xbox Live and PlayStation Plus freebie games. I say freebie.
The Chris and Chris show. Chris Squared.
Why you make that a segment? The Chris and Chris, they live close to each other.
They don't live anywhere near each other. They've never met each other.
Really?
They don't know what each other looks like. Well, they do, but they...
I'm sure we could get the Chris and Chris show.
Well, we're thinking of doing, like, Chris Cross, you know, that 1990s... can I help?
I've never noticed before how ridiculously small the screen is on this thing compared to everything else.
Yeah, but when you were, like, five, that was like this. Like,
whoa! Oh. When you're five, it's like... You can't even lift it up.
This Game Gear, I bought this quite late in my life, actually.
I think my sister had one. Susie had one.
Did she?
Because I think I played Sonic on it. Or she borrowed it off a friend.
There's a lot of dead skin amongst all the... Yeah. Does it still work?
Yeah, just
does it? That's amazing. My original Game Boy doesn't.
I didn't know you had a sister, Matt.
Right. Can you introduce me?
Like single man. What? Don't know. That's it. That's pretty much the bulk of things. And we have a question here.
No, we want to do the code word.
Yes, we have.
You got
the new segment. Right, Glenn, your code word. Your code word is your Xbox Live name, which is or the suggested one here. Secretly hate Final Fantasy VII. Because he absolutely...
That's the code word.
He loves it. Yeah. So
does he really love it?
Oh yeah, he loves it. So Glenn, if you're listening, which we know you're not, secretly hating Final Fantasy VII.
Are we all turning to the camera? And
yeah.
Looking down the camera, Glenn.
Secretly hated Final Fantasy VII.
Okay. He's not going to get that for about 6 months, and then I'm going to get a text off him saying, "Oh, you were talking about me in this podcast." So
no.
The new weekly segment. One day you'll catch on.
One day.
One
Maybe
day.
We should start. This will generate some advertising what? Revenue. We'll start like a pool. When is he going to find at what number podcast?
Oh, should we have some bets? We'll do it next week. We'll get
what
people
number
involved.
Podcast? It'll be like a pool thing.
Well, okay, I want to get people involved.
We can't do gambling, but we could do a competition.
We can, right. I want people to email in podcast@arcade-city.com. I want you to tell me when you think Glenn
which
is going to...
Which podcast number?
Oh, which podcast number? We're on 12. They run every 2 weeks. I'm going to go for 26.
Should we do a game voucher giveaway?
Game voucher giveaway.
Not much.
Game voucher. Arcade City's finance manager.
I've got £7 on my card.
I don't want to commit this.
We're actually in debt as a company. So,
I don't want to commit this creditor.
It should be, if you, the way it should work, if you guess episode 100 and it came through, you should win a lot more. Opposed if you guess episode.
Who's funding this, Warwick? If you're happy to fund this, that's fine.
I think that's what should be done.
We're going to do
it's more realistic. Like, I don't even think
it's... Hey, I'll tell you what, we'll sort it out properly for next podcast.
Yes.
Yeah? You can email it now, yeah, absolutely. So
I'd say we could do like winner meets the team, but who the fuck would want
to
meet
Who us? Wants to come down to this shitty little place?
One of our 100 listeners.
Hey! They're grown. It's
They're
good.
Just growing. Thank Sick. You, listeners.
Absolutely. Right, question time. Question.
Did you Eventually, just whip? Some... How did you do that?
Anyway, I'm going to have some... we're going to have some funny segments. Anyway, question. This comes from Ali in London, okay?
Hi, Ali.
Here we go.
Is it Ali is it a girl or a boy's name?
I'm assuming it's a boy.
Okay.
A-L-I, is it?
Yeah.
Ali.
I'm pretty sure it's a boy.
It's Ali, not Ali. Ali.
If it's a girl, I'm sorry. If it's a boy, I'm sorry.
Although it could be Ali. Could be
it's Ali or
anyway,
Ali.
his or her question is, Nintendo's announcement of the company moving into mobile gaming is great news, but is it too little too late? We kind of covered this a little bit earlier.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. I'm thinking it's never too late. They're going to make a shitload of money by putting Nintendo on mobile devices. Devices. If they do it correctly, and everyone wants to be playing Super Mario World on the shitter.
If you can play it on the shitter, it will be a success.
Yeah.
No.
Are we all in agreement? No. All right. Controversially
no.
not.
The only kind of games that work on the mobile phones are free ones.
Freemium.
I've bought games Freemium. On my mobile.
Yeah, no, but what they have to charge for these actual games is going to be like £10 plus. And they're still a handful.
No, they're not. Oh, they might do. Then again, I paid £2.99 for Sonic the Hedgehog. I play that on the shitter regularly.
Yeah, but that's £2.99, I think it's feasible. I think when you start it's like a 10, yeah. It's like...
I wouldn't pay a tenner for a game that I would only play.
Yeah.
On the shitter. I've bought lots of £10... No, I've never played any £10. I don't think I've ever paid more than a fiver for an iPad or iPhone game.
I think it might have even been like £2 for Five Nights at Freddy's. Worth it.
What's that one that came out on the iPod where it's like a really amazing graphics uses the Unreal Engine and it's something Blade?
Infinity Blade.
I've got that on it.
Yeah, it's more like a tech demo than a game, isn't it? I mean, it looks lovely, but it's...
You wouldn't like it because you die all the time.
No. Yeah. I actually complete it. It's just over and over again, isn't it?
I tried.
You definitely can complete it.
But the monsters get harder and harder and harder.
They get harder and harder, and then the monsters get aggressively
harder before you get much harder.
No, they don't. The idea is there are ten enemies. You get to the first one. You get some experience. You die at the first one, but you got some experience. You repeat. You die. You get some experience. Eventually, you get to a point where it's like that, and then you get to the end, and you kill the king, and you've won the game. Paul did it.
There was a massive issue.
I nearly did it.
Even I did it.
There was a massive issue.
Warwick, you weren't playing the right game.
Even I did it, and I shit a game.
Kim Kardashian's Hollywood, whatever it is not the game, right? That's what you're thinking. What?
Leave it out. Kim's got enough to handle.
Yeah, she does.
No, she's a twat.
Yeah, she's a twat. That's it for this
the first one
episode. Okay.
The first video.
I've got to see, stop keep doing it. It could be the last.
Okay, so the camera might have died by now, so
we don't know if it's recorded.
Absolutely.
There isn't a red light. I don't know. That concerns me.
Make sure that it was on.
There's no red light.
What? Oh well. Anyway, we need to finish. We need to finish. Thank you for watching and listening. Head over to www.arcade-city.com. Thanks for listening. Remember to like and subscribe.
At some point when we make enough money, we're going to remove the hyphen.
When do the podcasts go live?
Every other Friday.
Good luck, gentlemen. What formats can people listen to our podcast?
iTunes, Podomatic, and YouTube.
Good shit. I like that.
Podcast Republic on Android.
No, you were late.
That's how I found it.
Oh, that's fine. You can tweet us, Arcade City UK. Facebook is facebook.com/ArcadeCityUK. YouTube is youtube.com/. Come on, Warwick.
YouTube. ArcadeCityUK.
YouTube.com/YouTube. Advertiser YouTube.
Yeah, we own the YouTube.
ArcadeCityUK. Twitch is Arcade_City. And of course, you can email us for a shout out on this podcast or just any other general shenanigans.
And we want to know your bets for when Glenn
wins. Yes, 100, yeah, yeah. The 100 subscribers, please get more involved.
Yeah. We'd like
to hear more from you.
Podcast@arcade-city.com. We're going to say goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.